A little Eve Barzelay starting off our evening here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliet Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you this evening. We have a lot of cool stuff happening on tonight's show. Later on, we'll be having a musical preview of the Rock the Dock Summer Concert Series. We'll hear some new releases from Beach House, Dawes, Eleanor Friedberger, and more. But up first, we have a duo from Northern Kentucky making their Kaleidoscope debut. Separately, they are Joseph and Savannah. Together, they are bookends. We'll get to know them here in just a moment. But first, Joseph, Savannah, would you play some live music for us?
Absolutely. Yeah,
thank you.
Black and white, there's your heart and then there's mine. Crimson and blue, there's none of me inside of you. But come summer, your cheeks were awful rosy. Green and gray, I don't know what I'm to say. Winter grew cold, eyes of silver and of gold. But your hair was just as long as when I met you. Seems that you were right. Brown and green, sure our hearts were squeaky clean, but our hands were red with autumn time we wasted. Pinkish flesh, I forget about the rest. Violet hue, well it seems you never knew that your eyes were changing colors as you told me.
Cause my babe
gets me high. To get me high. 'Cause my love gets me high.
It's Bookends, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome officially. So happy to have you both here.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me a little bit about how it was the two of you started making music together. You harmonize beautifully.
Thank you. We're an item. We're engaged, and so
congratulations.
That happened before we were musically involved.
We met when we were just babies. No, we met in high school. We were on the speech and debate team together, and I guess you were into music.
I took piano lessons for 7 years. I don't really play piano anymore.
No. He played, I guess, a little bit of ukulele, but
at the time,
I learned ukulele because I thought he was cute and I wanted to play too.
So after she started playing ukulele, I picked up guitar. We've been together 6 years, but it was really last year that we started playing music together properly, like performing and things. Yeah.
He just started like spewing music. And I was like, all right, that's cool.
Usually I ask, I will ask you, so how far along in the sort of mutual playing of music did you decide, like, oh, this is a band, this is a thing, this is not just us spending time together making music, like, we want to play shows and record and all of that?
We both played music independently, and we have for several years. And pretty much the exact same time that we started learning songs together and harmonizing was when we started, like, performing. It was pretty simultaneous.
Mm-hmm. Mostly we just play for family, like, in the living room or whatever, but it got bigger and bigger each time at, like, a coffee house or something. Yeah. But we were originally called All Right because...
Because we were all right.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
we morphed into Bookends.
So when you started singing together, given your connection, did the harmonies come instantaneously, or was that something you had to work at?
Oh, my gosh, no. I can't just pick up harmonies, and so he had to teach me line by line, pretty much, like, either, I guess, after school or eventually after work. And
I think Savannah's more musically inclined naturally than I am, but I have generally had more time and inclination to practice. She's never really wanted to sit down and make music.
But it always sounds good once you figure it out.
Yeah, she's really good now.
It wasn't natural to begin with.
Is it easier or trickier to have your bandmate be your partner in that, like, you have the option of, you know, practicing and working on songs anytime, but also, like, you have the option of working and practicing on songs anytime, and the person that's like, hey, we should practice, is always there. Does that make it easier to find the time to work on your music, or a little more difficult sometimes to carve out that specific time?
Overall, probably easier.
Yeah.
But it does often happen that we are supposed to practice and then don't, because we can be doing
other
things.
We talk each other into watching TV or
right.
something.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, it's probably easier, though. Yeah.
I mean, he has to like me either way, so I guess that's why it's
even
easier.
Even when she won't practice.
And so I understand you're doing a little recording now, just getting rolling on an EP.
Yes, right.
Tell me a little bit about how you're going about doing that recording. Are you doing it yourselves or going into a studio?
So for the longest time, not for the longest time, for the last 8 months or so, we've been doing a lot of recording on our own, and we've probably a total of maybe 12 finished songs, but we're looking at working with an organization to do this EP a little bit more professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
What is the songwriting process like for the two of you?
Joseph writes them and then sends them to me and says, how does this sound?
So
that's great.
I write more of the songs. The last song you heard, the really catchy one Savannah wrote. Most often I'll write a song and I just normally sit down and within half an hour have it finished. I don't really take, like, if I take longer on a song, it ends up being more stupid.
That's not true. Overthink it?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and so often, there's a couple where we've actually worked together. The very first song you heard, Savannah wrote some of the lyrics, but I came up with the main part of it. But it's never been, like, super collaborative, really, not for most songs.
Yeah. Maybe because we're, like, the same person. I think everything sounds great, but, you know, don't have to add anything.
Which is often wrong. It often doesn't sound great. Sometimes.
I see the dynamic here. Yeah. So you guys are going to be performing on June 1st mm-hmm. at York Street Cafe in Newport.
Yeah, we're excited. You're
going to be joined by some good friends of the show and friends of WISO Blue Moon Soup.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what we can expect on stage that night.
Acoustic, definitely. we're probably more soft and lullaby, at least from us.
There are a handful of acts besides us and Blue Moon Soup. Probably three or four more.
There's a few genres too.
Really acoustic, but yes, yeah, it's quite varied. It should actually be really cool. I'm actually really looking forward to it. They're quite talented musicians that we're playing.
And the cafe itself is really cool because apparently it's super quirky. So, you know, down in the bottom you can get something to eat and it's family friendly, and then we'll be playing upstairs with everybody.
Yeah, it should be good.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Sounds like that'll be a nice intimate vibe, which I think works really well with what you do.
Yes, we have played in a few where it seems like we didn't
belong.
not the right crowd or configuration
not
there.
Quite, not always.
Well, what's next for you both as we move into the summer? I know recording is obviously a priority. Anything else on the calendar that we should look forward to?
So this and then the York Street Cafe performance might be two of Bookend's last North American performances. It's not guaranteed yet, but likely to move to Germany before the end of the year, probably September time
mm-hmm.
for school. I'll be going to school over there.
And in July, we're getting married. So,
you have a few things going on.
Yes, just a few.
just relatively a second. It's really sad that the wedding came to my
it's
mind
okay.
second. I'm immensely excited to marry Savannah.
Yeah. Near future, though, I would say we do a lot of stuff on Facebook, whether we just record, like, a video at home and post it or whatever, but definitely getting the EP out before we go. So.
Yes. Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah.
Well, we have a link up to Bookend's Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You can go there, connect with them. We've got details on the York Street Cafe gig there as well. And keep up with their progress as they're recording their EP and getting ready to become international superstars. But in the meantime, I think we're about ready for some more live music. What
sure.
do you guys say?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Our guests are Bookends. Take it away, you guys.
This next one... Savannah heard it for the first time last week.
Yeah. So if you hear this, this is the paper of lyrics.
It's a new one. This is the international debut of this song.
Yeah. International.
An autumn sun on a grain field. A dusty dawn, no will to heal. Wind carrying nothing. Blows down the line, and in the silence, a weary sigh. A yellow light, a candle's flame. No tears tonight, no fears to tame. Snow on the rooftop. Silent and gray, out of the stillness, another way. A moonlit sky and a ragged band, a tearful eye, a heavy hand, soft lapping water. Just out of sight and in the darkness, pinpoints of light. A thoughtful smile at a proffered arm, quiet word, an easy charm, clear peals of laughter ring. confusion, forgotten care.
Okay. This next one is one of the oldest songs in our set. It's called Season's End.
Let's see, a problem within. You feel uncomfortable within your own skin. So come here, child of summer. Autumn's here and you know that that's a bummer. But oh, 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 oh.
Well now, a scene without. You're feeling trapped and you want a way out. Get in, child of winter. Spring is coming and you know you're gonna splinter, but oh, 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 oh.
Okay, you're moving sideways. The air is damp and it's blocking your airways. Summer's about to pop its lid, and that's the end of a springtime kid, but oh, oh, oh.
Also one of the older songs we played together. It's called Wraith on the Moor.
Satan, you want to meet. Ooh, I.
Spirits get restless on cloudless nights like these.
Congratulations. since no one makes it out alive. There's more than death to fear, worse than the worst that you can contrive.
Bookends. Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out June 1st at the York Street Cafe in Newport, Kentucky. They're going to be playing with Blue Moon Soup, among many other awesome musicians. They're also working on an EP. You can keep tabs on the progress of that on their Facebook page. We've got a link to that and the show details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Joseph, Savannah, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Check out Bookends June 1st down in Newport. They're going to be sharing the stage with this band, our good friends from here in Yellow Springs. This one comes to us from their 2015 album. It's called Annie Up, and this is Blue Moon Soup.
Annie up now, you're tired.